Gun violence reached epidemic proportions in Milwaukee in the 1990s. Today, it is endemic, woven into the fabric of everyday life. That's according to researcher and physician Dr. Stephen Hargarten of the Medical College of Wisconsin. Hargarten views youth homicide, especially among minority males, as a disease. He says, therefore, the community should use a public health approach for preventing it. That means working to pinpoint the causes of violence and its potential victims.
What are these high-risk youth? Can we do a better job of identifying them earlier when they're more potentially susceptible to change in their behaviors? Then we also then focus on the environment. Can the environment be changed so that these youth are more likely to make better choices than poor choices? And finally, as physicians and public health leaders, we look at the agent of the disease. In this case, largely in Milwaukee County, homicides are with handguns. On average, over the past several years, 90% of the homicides in the youth group ages 18 to 24 were related to guns, reducing access to illegal guns as a strategy that's complementary to all of the other strategies that are important to initiate.
Is Milwaukee alone in your estimation with gun violence being a public health issue, or is that certainly true in any city across America?
Most of the major metropolitan areas across the United States are in one way or another struggling to address this challenging problem. From our standpoint, I think we have distinctive opportunities that may not be more uniformly shared throughout the United States. And good examples are those with visible, high-level leadership participation in addressing this from a broad public health approach. And I think from the mayor's office to the district attorney's office to the judges to law enforcement, there are many strong informed activities that are taking place that I think distinguish Milwaukee's efforts, and I think will start to yield some positive results.
Certainly there is a physical loss when someone is killed on account of gun violence, but what about the emotional loss to the families involved, and by extension, the community? Is there a great emotional loss to this community on account of gun violence and other violence among youth?
Well, I think a sudden death of any youth, regardless of cause, is a huge burden on everyone. We've lost a potentially productive member of our society, or currently a productive member of our society, in the case of 24, 30-year-olds who have started to engage in productive community activities. The immediate families and friends are all adversely affected by these tragedies, no different than a car crash victim, no different than a sudden loss from other disease processes or longer-term disease processes. I think the disproportionate effect on our youth as it pertains to homicides and violence disproportionately affects our community by losing productive citizens. If you look at years of potential life lost, homicides is a significant contributor to years of potential life lost in our community. So everyone suffers. So I think it's really important to frame it no differently than other diseases that we would not want to have in our community.